traveling outside, many of us encounter questions about Alaska stemming from curiosity and ignorance. Do we live in igloos? Is it always winter and always dark 6 months of the year? Is American money accepted? But rural Alaska residents often feel their urban-dwelling fellow Alaskans have just as many misperceptions about their bush homes. As part of our ongoing series looking at how we define our culture and live our lives as Alaskans, Len Anderson presents these examples.
For over 60 years, Inupiaq Chester Ballot has lived above the Arctic Circle in the coastal community of Kotzebue, located in northwest Alaska. Ballot says people can comprehend 60 below, but they have a hard time grasping that some upriver communities can experience 90 degrees in summer.
And the light, you know. The people ask, it gets dark up there 6 months a year. And I says, no, we can go up on the hill on Cemetery Hill. If it's a clear day, we can look at the sun for an hour and 43 minutes on the shortest day of the year. And we can just admire it. Or, on the opposite, during the summertime, you can see the sun for 44 days, beginning in early June and ending in July.
Another misconception? Just because northerners live in the Arctic does not mean they like to be cold. Inside their wall tents, out camping, or their homes in town, they're adept at keeping warm, even in houses that may look like shacks to some outsiders. Hadley Ferguson has lived most of her life in Kotzebue. She says urban residents who visit are surprised by the older housing which still remains.
I think a lot of them get a lot of culture shock when they first come into a town like Kotzebue or smaller villages. They're used to the nice fancy houses and they come and see, their first perception is that they're shacks. But they don't understand that a lot of that is due to weather conditions. And you go inside the home and they're beautiful. I've heard them talk and say that's one of the biggest shocks that they had.
Carl Weisner grew up in the northwest Alaska village of Shungnak and now lives in Kotzebue. He says urban Alaskans have a theoretical grasp of higher bush prices, but the reality still produces a wallet shock.
When folks from the urban area come to the northwest Arctic, they expect that the cost of living is equivalent to their experience. And it's just not. We have to pay greater than $10 a gallon in some villages for gasoline.
On the positive side, Weisner says many visitors are surprised at the closeness existing in rural communities, a bonding that extends beyond family.
It's necessary because in order to overcome some of the challenges like the extremely harsh winter and cold weather conditions or other challenges in the country, we have to cooperate and we have to communicate and work together in order to make something happen.
For several years, Dean Westlake has worked on rural economics and development. Westlake, a former Northwest Arctic Borough Assembly member, says one urban misperception grates on him more than others. It's the accusation that rural Alaska is an economic drain on state finances. He adds, his response is his own, not necessarily any official position.
We need to think through this and understand where the resources come from, and I don't mean that in a negative way.
Who subsidizes who here? Really should be the question. Is when we say, oh, rural Alaska is the drain, oh, buddy, rural Alaska is the resources. Let's get that straight right now.
Sometimes the difference between urban and rural lies in how one views the same situation. In Kotzebue, the thick ice on the Sound will remain solid into June, while in the town itself, scattered snow piles resolutely resist the long daylight hours. Visitors can find the scene disturbing. Snow and ice in June? Not so for the locals.
And during the springtime, well, June, when the ice breaks up, you hear the crinkling of the ice floating by there and the sun just not setting. To me, it's indescribable to be here and enjoy it, to watch it, and to live here. It's great. It's home.
In just a few months from now, Chester Ballot will again walk along the shore every evening, taking in that exhilarating, comforting panorama. For Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Len Anderson.